back in the zone. Live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
Welcome back in the zone, 11:38. Justin Akery joined by Chris Kane, Matty T. Appreciate you tuning in to the Fury Electric Studio, the Zone, and the Buzz Radio Network, all in one fell swoop. If you've ever dreamed about being a billionaire, and Chris, I know you have.
A few times in my life,
sometimes
yes.
You and I sit around and talk about how cool it'd be to be a hundredaire.
Hundredaire would be amazing. Powerball jackpot at $400 million right now, my friend.
That's one way to do it. But for most people, that's not very viable as an option goes.
I like our chances.
If you are working at a struggling business, perhaps Marcus Lemonis is your answer. He's already got a multi-billion dollar company, so maybe he can help you as well. He is also involved in, he's actually the key figure in a show called The Profit that airs on CNBC. Goes around helping people fix their broken companies. And Marcus, A, welcome to the show. B, have you ever thought about popping into a radio station and trying to get them turned around? Because we could sure use your help.
I've already planned on coming to yours.
Perfect.
Next time I'm in Little Rock visiting my store, I come down and see TJ at the Camping World. I come down and see you guys.
Okay, I like that.
You need to.
Marcus is the chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, and he's also the title sponsor of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, if you follow that kind of thing, and I know a lot of our listeners do. So as my man Matt described this, is kind of like kitchen nightmares for businesses. Is that a fair analogy, do you think?
Well, I don't think so. The difference is that I write a $2 million check over six episodes, and I don't think Gordon Ramsay writes any checks.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of the hard parts, guys, is in today's kind of day and age, you got a lot of people that are out there, consultants telling people what to do, yelling and screaming about stuff. And really, the way we wanted this show to go down with CNBC is we wanted to really get out there and show people that business is very simple if you stick to the people, process, and product part of things. But in order for people to listen, you have to put money on the table. So if I came to your radio station, not that it needs any fixing, if I came to your competitor's station, of course,
please don't do that.
And wanted to make a difference in their business, the only way you're going to get people to listen is if you put money on the table. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference.
Right, okay. Okay, so talk to me about I know there was already an episode that aired, I guess, in late July, and there will be more to come. But talk to me about the opening episode. I guess it was a family business, two brothers that had a pretty good business plan but couldn't quite work together.
Yeah, so this is a business that was out there since 1977. It's a nice-sized business, $13 million, and it's called Car Cash, and it's located in New York City. And two brothers, their father unfortunately passed away unexpectedly and left these two young men with a business that, quite frankly, they didn't understand, they didn't have the capital for. And we went in there and fixed the business, transformed it, put in about $750,000 worth of cash, and now we're launching Car Cash locations across the country, including Little Rock.
I like that. Okay, so now do you stay involved in the companies, or do you look for it as an investment and you expect some sort of return on it, or what's your involvement after the show airs and after you step away, I guess, from the initial interaction?
So much to their chagrin, I do stay involved. I wouldn't call myself a micromanager, but I would call myself whatever's nicer than micromanager. Mm-hmm. I don't just write checks and walk away. I mean, that's why you make deposits at banks, and it's really about making sure that these people can succeed, because oftentimes people come in, they write a check, but they don't teach these people how to be successful, share the success and share the failure with them, and really kind of move them along down this path. And they get excited, and you want them to feel like they're part of something. You don't want to just show up and then disappear. That's the worst thing you could do.
Okay, I see. Marcus Lemonis joining us, the chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises. The show, of course, is The Profit. It's on CNBC. It airs on Tuesdays, right, at 9 o'clock Central Time here?
9 o'clock Central Time, and unless there's a Razorback game, we won't change. We will move it if there's a Razorback game.
We have no game scheduled for
that,
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Central, yeah?
Yeah, you're safe. We didn't schedule any Tuesday games this year, so you're all good there. So what?
Good. I'm a big Razorback fan. We're actually a big supporter.
Yes, you guys have been great, and we appreciate that. What about some other episodes we can look forward to throughout the rest of the year? What other kinds of companies do you tackle? And do you have all these stories in the can already, all these episodes already shot?
So the first season is already in the can, and there are a large flower and gift shop in Pasadena, California. There's a big popcorn company that controls a lot of the popcorn at Disney. There's an environmental cleaning company. There's a really, really high-energy, high-octane dog place in Los Angeles that's probably the most entertaining episode. And then there's an ice cream manufacturer in New Jersey that was devastated by the storm that hit Sandy. And it's, we've rebuilt it and kind of put them back on the map.
How about that? Well, that's very cool. Well, we'll look forward to all that. That'll be interesting. So no radio stations have been part of the mix yet.
No, but there is some in the casting for season two, all kidding aside. And, you know, in order to fix a radio station like any business, it's got to have good people. And I think that's the key. That's why you guys do well, right?
As far as everyone knows, we try to tell them that. Now, let me ask you this.
So who's your boss? I'm going to call him right now.
His name is Steve Johnson. He's right downstairs. He would love to hear from you, I'm sure.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. So you're telling me this 3P philosophy that you're working with will work in any company, because you're talking about, as successful a businessman as you've been, you're walking into some businesses that you have no background in. So you're telling me that philosophy will work for any business if you do it right.
It'll work 100%. I mean, if you boil it down to very simplistic terms, if you like the people and the process is a little broken and the product's, you know, maybe a little antiquated, you can fix it. The challenge is that when it doesn't work is when the people part is broken. And in one of the episodes, you'll see a pretty toxic guy that has a great product and a great process, and he just can't get out of his own way. So my advice to small business owners or employees is, if you have a good process or an average process and an average product, as long as there's good people and they have a good attitude, you'll usually make it through any downturn. If you have a bad, if you have bad people and a great product and great process, you're going to fail no matter what eventually. And that's actually my new golden rule. If people are bad, you're not going to make it, period.
All right. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Central. Check it out on CNBC Prime. You can catch The Profit with Marcus Lemonis. And when you're next in Arkansas, we'd love to get you up in the studio.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks,
Marcus.
Take care.
Take care.
So that's what's holding us back, Matt. It's our people. Who knew all this time?
So it's not like Kitchen Nightmares.
No. Oops. By the way,
Restaurant Impossible.
Tommy Smith, I need to have a word with you tomorrow. Sorry. When billionaires talk, I listen. That's just me. Maybe I'm my own problem. Can I fire myself?
Yeah, you can.
Maybe I should just suspend myself for a week and see how that goes. With pay, of course. When we come back, for those of you who are getting ready to head off to college, I can already tell you you've made your first mistake, because more than likely you're not going to one of the top 20 party schools in the United States of America. And I don't care what your parents tell you. The 3 P's at college, party is number one, my friend.
Number uno.
And the other two don't matter. So Marcus has his 3 P's, and when it comes to college, party is number one. I can't even say the
I think I knew what I
said before. Don't.
Bottom line
don't
is,
you go there.
I've got the list for you when we come back. It's a Top 10 Tuesday that'll light this show on fire.